You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts in our area. And we're joined by Jen McKee, arts journalist and blogger at a2artsaddict.com. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Looking back at 2017, can you believe the year's almost over?
It's gone really fast, I can say that.
So much going on around here. Where do you want to start?
Well, we can talk about some of the highlights of the last year, culturally speaking, and some of the things that made big news locally on the cultural scene. There was a couple of changes at the top of a couple of organizations. Most notably, Ken Fisher stepped down after a long career.
30 years.
Yes, 30 years with the University Musical Society. And Amy Nesbitt stepped down from the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, and her replacement has been Mike Michelon,
who's been with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
Mm-hmm. He was working with the organization previous to Amy stepping down.
So he's familiar with that process. And then Matthew Van Biesen seems to have seamlessly moved into the head of UOP. Not that we don't miss you, Ken.
No.
Of course, no one can replace Ken Fisher, but it's good that they can keep it all afloat.
Yeah, and he seems to have, it seems pretty seamless from the outside anyway, and they've had a great season so far, so looking forward to more.
So far, so good. And the State Theater, I had the opportunity to tour that about a week before it opened.
Yes, so I'm interested myself. What did you think at that point?
I have to tell you, a week before it opened, they had a lot of work to be done, but that's okay. They got it done, mm-hmm. and it was cool. They put a lot of effort into making what was old new again. So the carpet, they were able to make the carpet look like it did in the Art Deco era. They had some lights that they were very excited about that recreated from 75 years ago when it first opened. Have you been in there yet?
Not yet. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the State Theater, even when it was wonky and kind of weird. because when I was in college, I went there to see movies quite often.
Oh.
So I'm excited to see the new version, but I've always kind of, like I said, been sentimental about the State Theater.
Yeah, well, it's open. You'll have to go check something out there, and they have some special seating and for more theaters, and you can get refreshments, wink, wink, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Adult beverages?
Adult beverages,
yay.
Yes, yes. Drink responsibly, of course. And there was a lot of activity in the Detroit market and area as well.
Yeah, you know, some of the touring shows, the 2016-17 season at Fisher was phenomenal. And one of those that they brought here was The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, like one of the best theater experiences I had this last year.
See, I'm not familiar with that.
You know, it's not a musical. It's a play, but it's and it's based on this novel, best-selling novel about a young man who's autistic. This dog turns up dead in his neighborhood, and he's trying to kind of piece it all together to figure out, like, who killed the dog, how that happened. And it's just a fascinating piece of theater, really a dynamic production.
So as an arts journalist, you get to see pretty much everything that comes to town.
Well, and The Color Purple, too. You know, that was a show that, when it originally opened on Broadway a few years ago, it did not make a splash exactly, critically speaking. But they've retooled it, revamped it, kind of like streamlined it a little bit. And the production I saw that came through Detroit was phenomenal, just a terrific show.
Did it have any big name attached to it?
No, it didn't have kind of a star attached to it in the touring production. But I was just, boy, gobsmacked was the word I used, I think. I was very, very...
Is that a theater
wowed.
Term?
No, it's not a technical term. I was just, like, so bowled over by it.
Well, that's great.
It was a beautiful show.
Good. And speaking of UMS, I had some interesting events this past year.
Yeah, of course. I see as many of shows as I can, but of course I have the most affection and tend to gravitate toward the theater stuff. And The Encounter that they brought by Complicité. Complicité is always an interesting company to see, whatever they're doing, whatever they bring through UMS, I'm always excited to see. And that was a very kind of innovative, interesting, unique experience because the audience was in headphones hearing the show in a very different way as something that didn't necessarily match what you were hearing was playing out on stage.
That was part of the experience?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that does sound unique.
And it was just a really interesting, like I said, I'll probably never see a show quite like that again, but it was a really neat kind of one-man show that was just a kind of a knockout.
Encore Theater, Theater Nova, they had a lot of big performances this past year.
Yeah, Theater Nova, The Legend of Georgia McBride was a co-production with Ferndale's Ringwald Theater, and it was just a fun, campy, just feel-good show at a time we really needed to feel good.
Right.
early in the year, and I think it was really kind of served that purpose. And The Revolutionist, more recently, was this kind of feminist comedy slash drama that was also just really interesting in that it brought these historical figures into a play together and had them talking to each other, but in a contemporary way, and just kind of, it's a really interesting play. So their whole, Theater Nova's whole mission is to kind of focus on new plays that people haven't seen, haven't experienced because they're so new. And for that reason, you're often seeing something that will surprise you, which is a nice experience to have.
I shouldn't make you pick favorites, but I'm going to mention one of mine. Jeff Daniels, mm-hmm. coming to town.
Mm-hmm. He is coming for his annual set of onstage and unplugged concerts at the Purple Rose Theater. There's going to be 7 shows, and those are between December 27th and 31st. So there are New Year's Eve shows available if you want to try and
that'd be fun. Ring in the New Year's with Jeff Daniels.
Absolutely.
Another performance coming up. I just want to say the title of The Year Without a Panto Clause.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, this is at Theater Nova, which we were just talking about. They each year kind of put together an original show that's often drawn from those old Christmas specials we watch, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Grinch, things like that. They kind of use that as a basic structure for the show, but they write something funny and contemporary with some, political humor, some just goofiness. And it's a panto, so it's really built for you to bring your kids. And there are times where they toss candy out to the audience, so the kids are like chasing after the candy. And in fact, that's how my kids know that what they're going to is. I say, hey, you want to go to that show where they're throwing candy at you? And they say, yeah! So this year, it's The Year Without a Panto Clause. And this the basic notion of this is that Santa gets depressed, disappears, and 2 elves kind of search high and low around the world trying to find him. So that's kind of the basic premise, but it's all goofy, family-oriented humor.
And one more you want to mention coming up?
Yeah, one more thing that might be really fun for just kind of the kick off the year with a laugh. 50 First Jokes is a show at the Arc. And the idea behind it is to gather 50 comedians, which is a lot of people to herd for a show. They have 25 on stage at a time, and each one has 2 minutes. And the idea is that they present the first original joke that they've written for the year. So they'll basically, you hear their name, they tell their joke, then on to the next one. And it's just like boom, boom, boom. And it can be older comedians, younger ones, experienced ones, really kind of just getting their feet wet ones. It's a broad variety of comics. And it's really, like I said, it's a lighthearted way to kind of start the year off. And that's at the Arc on January 2nd.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And Jen McKee, thank you so much for all the information you bring to us as part of Art and Soul.
Thanks for having me.